It doesn't work like it does in the horse girl movies. You can't just form a spiritual bond and take the horse home.
No, it's not how it works.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Bit by Bit, the podcast for riders hosted by The Farmhouse. I'm Michelle Drum, e-commerce and marketing director for The Farmhouse and an amateur equestrian. And today I'm also the judge.
And I'm Allie Harbutt, content creator and podcast producer for The Farmhouse, taking the stand today to bring Michelle our equestrian testimonies to get her first and unbiased in judgments. Michelle, are you feeling judgy today?
I'm feeling judgy every day.
Well, that is perfect because we are about to take some crazy horse girl stories to the stand. Our verdict here is perfect and final. So without further ado, let's welcome our first defendant to the stand.
What you got for me, Allie?
So our first case wants to know if they are in the wrong for stealing their sister's horse. This is a 20-year-old woman who started doing side hustles about a year ago and has made a pretty good income doing so, which props to her. She has been saving up money to buy a horse because she's always loved horses, and she finally got one about 6 months ago. She named her horse Reyna, which I think is a cute name. Do we like Reyna?
That is cute, yeah.
So she bought Reyna about 6 months ago, and she says that she doesn't always go horse riding, but she continues to pay for Reyna's food and boarding and all of her care. But her sister has recently become very invested in Reyna. Her sister has been riding Reyna about 3 to 4 times a week and has started calling her my horse. What is your read on that situation?
Oh, heck no. Is the sister paying the bills?
Exactly. I think that's what it all comes down to here. You know, when you're not taking care of a horse, you think all you do with the horse is you ride it around and have fun all day. But there's a lot that goes into it other than just the ride.
100%. So, who's cleaning the stall? Who's paying the bills? Who's... No.
Yes, it's not the sister. We could almost gabble her right there.
You are now being judged, and your sister is definitely like the turd in this.
But yes, they did not come to quite a consensus on that between the two of them, and it has now led to a disagreement where the parents think that the original sister is in the right because she pays for all of the horse's bills, but her sister is using all of her emotions to say, no, 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 I love this horse, so it's my horse.
Are you getting a job?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a situation like this where it's just kind of the money versus the feelings attached to the horse?
You know, I guess you'd need to know how old these two are. You know, I mean, when you're talking about somebody who's like a tween or, you know, maybe younger, you know, logic doesn't really come into play at that age. I don't think you really have, you know, everything is yours, you know? I mean, like, it's yours by association. It's in my room, it's mine, you know? Like, the shirt is, you know.
Especially siblings. Sisters, right. That's so yeah. Messy. I don't want to share my clothes or my horse with you.
Right. But I think that the sister, if she's paying all the bills, needs to probably put a stop to the riding. Like, you know what? Go get your own side hustle and, you know, either you can start paying some of the bills and I'll happily, sir, if that's something she wants to do. Or, I mean, if she paid for the horse and she is paying for all the horse's bills, then unfortunately, the sibling really doesn't have a leg to stand on, I don't think.
So you do think there's a possibility that if everything was kosher, they could maybe work out a lease agreement between the two of them?
I think the siblings could possibly compromise, but it's going to take the one sibling coming to the understanding that she does not own this horse, that all of the... decisions will be made by the owner of the horse. And, you know, and if you can't follow the rules, then you don't get access to the horse. So I'm not really sure how this got this far to start with. I think there probably should have been some boundaries set up when the sibling first started getting involved. But now, you know, it's hard to unring that bell, especially with a younger kid. But I think the parents need to get involved here as well and help the other sibling set some boundaries with, you know, who owns the horse and how things should be handled and whether or not it, the other one should even have permission to do anything with it.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It doesn't work like it does in the horse girl movies. You can't just form a spiritual bond and take the horse home.
No, it's not how it works.
So we continue to judge the sister is in the wrong here.
Absolutely.
Okay, case one closed. Let's move on to our second case. This person wants to know if they are in the wrong for letting their child ride a pony to school. Have you ever seen a kid come to school on a pony?
I have questions. Do they own, yes. Do they own the pony? Is it their pony to ride? Like
that would raise a lot bigger problems if they just took the pony and rode it to school.
Right. I don't see a problem with that. I mean, if it, as long as it's like, you know, a reasonable distance and, you know, I mean, I know of parents who have picked their kids up, you know, to go to a riding lesson with the horse trailer and, you know, from school or, you know, they live close enough where they bring their kid's pony to school and they'll pick the kid up, you know, on the pony and go home. I mean, I don't see a problem with it. I mean, are we trying to tie the pony to a fence with kids at school all day? That's kind of a problem, but,
right,
you know,
right.
So I have more questions.
Yes. Well, let's get answers. All right. The parent says, my child asked if she could ride her pony to school last week. For context, we have a small paddock attached to our home where we keep our two horses, one for me and one for my child. Every morning, my child gets all of her pony chores done before we leave, and we normally walk to school, which takes about 20 minutes. We live on the outskirts of a fairly populated city where it's not uncommon to see horses occasionally, but it's no by no means a rural village. So that answers question number one for me. They're somewhere similar to where I grew up, where you could imagine like a kid riding their horse or their tractor to school.
Yeah, sounds legit.
So once they got the pony to school, people started coming over to try to play with the pony. And I think that's where the problem really started. So one girl came over shouting and saying she wanted to ride the pony. The parent says no, because you don't have the proper safety equipment, so you can't get on this horse right now. And of course, the kid starts hysterically crying because all she can see is a pony ride that she's not having right now. And then the other parents get involved. His mom looked at the parent who let her child ride the pony with disgust and said, see, this is what happens when you have no awareness and bring a horse to a school.
No, I think this is what happens when you don't teach your child coping skills and the word no.
Like, yes. How many ponies has that child conned its way on to? That's what I want
right?
to know.
No, there's just no scenario where, I mean, that's a thing. Like, yeah, the mom of that child is just, I mean, just talk about entitled.
Yeah.
You know, she's teaching a child to be entitled and that never, and not to understand the word no is a complete sentence.
Yeah, and that's going to be a problem for that kid's entire life.
Yes. Absolutely.
So the problem is really not with the child. It's not with the mom who said, sure, you can ride your pony to school. It's with this other mom who
started
the drama.
Agreed. Like, no, like, I mean, yes, you do have to expect that if you're going to let your kid do this, that it's going to draw attention and everyone's going to want to touch the pony right. and pet the pony. And of course, there's always going to be one kid who's like, can I ride the pony? Or even more so, like, you know, I've ridden my whole life, which they've ridden once on a pony ride and like, you know, somewhere.
Right.
But I mean, that's, you know, but if you're able to address those situations, you know, politely and, you know, I don't think these people are out of line. I think that, you know, it's their pony and they can do with it whatever they want. I mean, it's, if they don't want to let the rest of the neighborhood ride the pony, that's fine. But I mean, she's entitled to ride her pony to school and mom bring it home without like having to give everybody in the school a pony ride. I mean, that's just kind of ridiculous.
Right.
So it's like sending your kid to school with some special lunch and then being mad that like she was forced to share it or something. You know, I mean, just like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's an animal like anything else, you know. If you bring your golden retriever to school, people are going to want to pet it, but you're allowed to say no. It's the same thing with a pony.
Right? I totally agree with you. Yes.
So we are locking in our verdict. Yes. The other mom is sentenced.
Teach your child no is a complete sentence.
Yes, always. All right. Another question from a little bit of a different part of the horse world. This person wants to know if they are in the wrong for not taking pictures of a particular rider. So this is a photographer that goes around to different shows and takes pictures of all the riders. She says, during this show season, I drive around to different horse shows and take pics. Driving takes anywhere from 30 minutes to 8 hours, which that sounds like a very broad range.
Yeah.
I know you probably have been that far for a horse show, but I'm thinking if I'm the photographer, I'm going to stick to one area. 8 hours is a long way.
It depends. I mean, like if there's a really, you know, if there's like 800 horses at the show and you're going to make some money and you've been hired to be the photographer. And yeah, I mean, like it's a job like anything else. So, I mean, I go. I mean,
the bigger horses, maybe you have to drive further to get to them. But anyways, she says that she mainly does it because she loves taking pictures at the event. However, there's this one lady, is that there always. A few years ago, she asked me to take pictures of her daughter and her pony during the show. She did it, spent a day editing, watermarking the photos, and sent them to her, giving instructions with what to do if she wanted to buy any of them, on and on and on. And we do some of that behind the scenes here, so we know that editing pictures can be a very time-consuming process.
Yes, incredibly time-consuming, especially if we're talking about, like, you know, fixing knees and fixing ears and that sort of stuff. I mean, yeah, that can be incredibly detail-oriented and very time-consuming.
Yeah, they're very hard pictures to capture. There's so much movement and chaos going all the time, so I know this lady was working hard. But her customer ghosted her. She never paid for any of the pictures, never got in touch, said she wasn't interested in paying for any of them. So the photographer bids her farewell. She thinks that's the end of it. But of course, it's the horse girl world, so she sees this lady again. They're still in the same circles. At the time of posting, the photographer says, yesterday she was taking pictures at a show, and the lady sent her a message asking, did you get any pictures of daughter and pony? Is that a thing she's allowed to ask without having specifically requested pictures of her rider beforehand?
You know, that's kind of a tough one. I do know that a lot of photographers, if people are known to not purchase, then they don't waste their time taking pictures of a specific horse and rider combination because they're not interested, or maybe they've been caught stealing proofs and posting them online or editing proofs, you know, removing watermarks and stuff, which is completely taboo. It is like not smart. So, you know, I can see that I think she's in her right to ask, but she is in no means in her right to get upset if the photographer says, no, I'm sorry, I didn't. I mean,
yeah. Well, you're kind of seeing the writing on the wall because she did say, no, I do not have any pictures of your child because you were rude to me the last time and said you didn't want any of my pictures. So her exact words were, no, I didn't, nor will I in the future. You've asked me several times over the last couple of years to take pictures of your daughter. I've spent hours editing. No matter the quality, you were never satisfied, but you wouldn't pay for the files. So please do not contact me again. I do not wish to do business with you. Now, do you think that response was a little harsh?
A little savage. Little savage. I think we got a little emotionally invested in that.
Yeah.
I think she could have easily just have left it at, no, I'm sorry, I didn't, and let it go. And if the woman continued to persist at every show with, like, did you get pictures of my kid? Just specifically point out that, you know, in the past I have, and I've not been able to meet your expectations. So, you know, put it back on her, you know, like, I'm unable to meet your expectations. So I stopped, you know, taking pictures of your child at shows because, you know, you were never happy with what you received. I think maybe she's a little savage because she got a little personal, just a little bit. So maybe, like, you know, everyone sucks here kind of thing.
But I agree.
I feel like she's definitely in the right to not, I mean, it's her right to not take pictures if she doesn't want to. And I understand not wasting time on taking pictures of horses where you know that the owner isn't going to purchase. I mean, you know, when you've got other owners who will purchase like entire volumes of pictures of their kids and ponies. So, I mean, why waste your time on somebody who you know is not going to purchase?
Yeah, and I think the thing to remember from both sides here is there's probably other photographers there. So if I was the original photographer, I would have asked, hey, you know, has this lady asked you for pictures? Did she ghost you? Did anything weird happen? Maybe just for whatever reason, they're not going to see eye to eye on the other lady. There's another photographer I could ask. If she's really picky, get a family friend who does photography.
Right. do well, it. A lot of bigger horse shows will have like a designated horse show photographer. And then if, you know, like, especially like Tryon, like they have the, you know, it's Natalie Soto and she's amazing and her staff is amazing.
She's so good.
Yeah. And, you know, they do want you to, I mean, they just don't want you to bring your own photographer in to take pictures, you know, because they're paying her to do this. And, you know, it takes away from her bottom line and, you know, and her staff who sits there for hours on end at all the rings taking pictures. So, I mean, if there is a designated horse show photographer, and if this woman is, and she doesn't want to take pictures of the kid, then I think you would be in your right to bring your own photographer with you. But I know a lot of shows, what they're doing now is because they are actually having sign-up sheets. Like if you want pictures of your kid, you know, get up a sign, you know, fill out the online form and tell us what ring you're going to be in and what classes you're doing. And the photographer will make sure that we get pictures of you. But in this situation, I mean, even if she had done that, I probably wouldn't have taken pictures of her because I know that she doesn't like them, you know, and if she doesn't like them, then why does she want me to keep taking pictures? Well, what is she doing? Is she removing my watermark and it just hasn't caught up to her yet? Or
right.
I'm not going to waste my time. No, like, you know, I mean, she's well within her right to not shoot pictures of this kid.
All right. So we're closing this case. The photographer's in the right.
Yes. Could have been a little more PC.
Could have been tactful, but yes. She is right.
She is correct. Well, with that last story, the farmhouse court is going to recess, but we will be back to judge you again. Submit your equestrian stories for judgment in the comments or on YouTube or send us a message on social. But until our next session, you're now being judged.